Jesus is God. Genesis 1:26 says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish in the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." He said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. God is triune. I don't like to use the word Trinity. Trinity implies there's three gods, or there's three parts to God. No. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, one God. Three persons of God, equally one, equally each other. Isaiah 9:6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Did you catch that? The Everlasting Father. They are one. That's how much one they are. Revelations 1:8, "I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end." Now we know that's God, saith the Lord, "which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty." Who does Scripture speak of, was, is, and is to come? Jesus Christ. John 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." Now, who is the Word? Jesus is the Word. And verse 3 here is saying, all things were made by Him. Verse 4, "In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." Verse 5, "And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." This is speaking of Jesus. When people will say, but how can Jesus be God and yet sitting at the right hand of God? Verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." This is how. It's how it is. "And the just shall live by faith." I find it kind of easy to understand. I don't know why other people say they have such a hard time with it. Perhaps because I see it very much like cloning. It's interesting, but we can't think of something that God can't do, bottom line. I look at God as three, as in a type of cloning, a type of cloning. Jesus emptied himself when he came here, knowing that he would rely on the Father. This is why Jesus didn't know when he would be returning, because he had emptied himself and only knew what the Father was telling him while he was here. He voluntarily did this. Go down to verse 14 of John 1. "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father." You see, begotten means to come right out of. "Full of grace and truth." Amen. So if you were wondering, is He the Word? Yes, He is. Speaking of Jesus being the Word, 1 John 5:7, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one." It's not so hard to understand when you realize He is God, and God can do anything. Okay, I want to take you to another place. 1 Thessalonians 4. Paul is speaking of being caught up in the sky, the rapture, as we call it. verses 13 through 18. Now, he is comforting people with this. He doesn't want believers to be upset and sorrowful when they lose a loved one who's a believer. He doesn't want them to feel all that sorrowfulness as if they weren't going to heaven, like those who had no hope. Verse 13, "But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep," meaning dead, who have died, "that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." So Paul's saying, don't sorrow like those who have no hope, those whose loved ones are not going to heaven. Verse 14, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him in the sky." Will the circle be unbroken in the sky, Lord, in the sky? There's a better life awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Paul was talking about Jesus coming back in the sky, and that he's going to bring those people with him. This is speaking the rapture. "If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." So, who's coming? Who's coming in the sky? God. And who does Scripture say is returning for us? Jesus. Jesus is God. I'm Deborah J. M. Smith, and this is InformingChristians.com, also known as DeborahJMSmith.com. Thank you for listening.